Good day, Nancy Thompson here with a Hort Short from the Embrace for Charter Cultural Society. Hoping you're enjoying this early winter weather. And I have a few more hints for gifts for your gardeners in your life. Now, we did talk before perhaps about birdhouses or bird feeders and how gorgeous they can look in your winter landscape and really how good they were for the birds. But indoors, there's a whole variety of plant grow lights and situations. They're ideal for gardeners who want to extend their green thumb indoors during the winter months. Now, you can get something that just grows 3 to 6 little herb plants if you want, right to the several tier size with the grow lights on them. A garden journal or planner is quite often good for a gardener, especially a newer gardener. A beautifully designed journal to help you keep track of planting schedules, observations, and garden plans. It's amazing how much you can enjoy these and look back over them year by year. Now, herb scissors and stripper sets, which sounds a bit sexy if you like, but it makes a garden or herb harvesting a breeze with specialized scissors designed for quick and easy cutting those herbs. So if you do your own collecting like that, these are very handy. Now, a compost bin, most of us do compost in all the good weather and put it outside and do that. Some of us don't do it so much in the winter. But you know, now you can even get a compost bin for kitchen scraps that'll sit right on your kitchen counter with no smell and do its work away. They'll compost all your leftovers without any extra smell. But in the same vein, there's vermicomposting, that's with the worms. There's lots of places to buy starter kits for using worms to chew up your leftovers, plus a bit of paper if you don't have enough other stuff. And they produce great castings, which are great for super fertilizer. I've spread these around my indoor plants even to give them a little boost midwinter. Botanical print apron is always fun. It helps to keep your clothes clean and stylish with an apron featuring botanical prints. Or you can go a step further and get or make a bib apron with a pocket or two for a tool and a large pocket for carrying seeds or bulbs to plant and later on to carry the harvest, and especially an upper part pocket to carry your glasses. I don't know how often I've been sitting on the ground, probably at the far end of the property, with a whole pile of bulbs to plant, and I can't read their labels. Of course, I have to get up and walk into the house to get my glasses, and by then I don't feel like doing it anymore. Do you know what I mean? Hanging planters for a winter gift are quite nice too, with or without the plant. That added touch of greenery, and possibly with flowers, add any space to the hanging planters for indoor and outdoor use. Plant identification tags are elegant tags to label and to organize your plants in the garden. And you know, they come in everything from whimsical silver spoon handles, which are quite attractive, to aluminum signs that you can write on yourself, or to wood, or to that hard plastic. Just make sure they're weatherproof and that they won't sort of run so you can't read what you'd written on them. I did that one time and I had all these lovely things all marked and I couldn't read it. So beware. Now, a garden-themed cookbook is also quite nice. Now, people may have, if you are a cookbook aficionado, may have many, many, many cookbooks. But you can always use another cookbook, and especially one that features recipes using fresh produce and inspiring you to cook with stuff from your garden bounty. Now, the Bracebridge Horticultural Society put out one a couple of years ago that even has garden hints and lots of sayings in it. One thing I hadn't thought of but would be quite handy is a weather-resistant outdoor clock, a practical and decorative addition to any garden, ensuring that you can keep track of time while enjoying your outdoors. Garden Focus magazine subscriptions are wonderful. Keep your gardeners in your life inspired year-round with a subscription to a Canadian gardening magazine, and there's a good one called, Canadian Gardening. I also enjoy the almanacs that are around. Now, the Old Farmer's Almanac is really quite interesting, but they have the Harold Smith one and Canadian Gardener's one, all sorts of things like that. They're always fun to look through, and you can certainly share them if you need to. Now, gardening books are a great gift. And of course, every gardener I know probably has many, many books, but a new one is always welcome, especially one with pictures and great ideas. Now, it's such fun to sit down with a cup of tea on a very stormy after Christmas day and look through all the wonderful pictures and things that you could think of for the next year. Even a collection of the, gardening the bulb catalogs and the seed catalogs are wonderful to look at. If you are serious about a gardening book, Mark Cullen and Ed Lawrence are two great Canadian authors, but of course there's many more that you can find out about. Now, a gardening gift basket is quite a nice touch. You can put together a basket with selections of their favorite seeds, extra gardening tools, and perhaps some garden-based treats and herbal teas. Garden-themed artwork is also something that people might enjoy. A piece of garden-inspired art, or a beautiful print, or a little statue to enhance their outdoor oasis, and perhaps add a pop of color to their inside plants. Now, gardeners are often very much in touch with the weather and its changes, so a Wi-Fi-based weather station might be a fun gift. One where you can check the temperature, how much precipitation you'd have, and wind speed from the comfort of your own home. A gift course from someplace like Wild Muskoka could be interesting. Something on mushroom growing or foraging. And there's all sorts of courses from the Canadian Wildlife Federation on bird courses. Can be in online or in person. That's a great assortment, as I mentioned before, of grow light containers. Even a grow light that would hook on near their favorite plants and give them extra boost during the dull winter months. And of course, you could always give them another plant. Anything from a tiny bonsai kit to a citrus tree or a coffee plant, which is fun, a banana plant, all sorts of things. So this is Nancy Thompson from Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.